Welcome to Daily Plunge. We are in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, starting at verse 19, through chapter 2, verse 13. Now, as Naomi and her daughter-in-law, Ruth, journey back from Moab to Bethlehem, and they show up in Bethlehem, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, there's Naomi. She's back. And she's back with a Moabite. Oh my gosh. Now, we have to understand that the Moabites were not exactly the favorite people of the Israelites. In fact, there's going to be some times when the Moabites are cheering for Israel's downfall. And so in many ways, the story of Ruth is an Old Testament Good Samaritan story about a person of an outsider who has faith in God. Now, when Naomi shows up, they're like, hey, Naomi, great to call you back. And Naomi is Naomi is self-centered, and she's so self-absorbed. Don't call me Naomi, all right? My name has been changed to bitterness. That's who I am, and it's the Lord who has made us bitter. And like I said, in many ways, Naomi is Job, right? And what's funny is that she says, the Lord has made us bitter, and yet Ruth has taken on the same bitterness to accompany Naomi. And Naomi says, I've got nothing. I've got it so bad. You got Ruth, who's taking care of you, who's going to be the one doing all the work. And so they get back to Bethlehem, and Naomi has a relative, Boaz, who is a man of standing and who is part of the family of her husband's. And Ruth, the Moabite, the person who's supposed to not be that well favored, goes out to work to glean what's left in the field so that she can feed Naomi and herself. And as she's out there, she comes upon Boaz, who is a person of peace. He is the right person at the right time, in the right place, that God has sent for Ruth and Naomi. And he says, the Lord be with you, and she's and also with you. I mean, there it is. There's our liturgical Easter egg, right? When we say those words in our liturgy, they come straight out of Scripture. We don't just make them up, right? And what does that mean? What happens next is that Boaz then tells his overseer to take care, to watch over this young woman and to protect her and to make sure there's food for her. And so the Lord be with you gets carried out in the very works of Boaz. He is being faithful to God. That's how the Lord is being with him and with Ruth. He honors and loves God by caring for his neighbor. Now, he goes on and he says, I've been told, verse 11, I've been told all of what you've done for your mother-in-law and how you came to live with her people. May the Lord bless you for what you've done. And so why is Ruth remarkable? Because she has committed to God and committed to Naomi. May your God be my God. And she lives like that. Now, and what he goes on to say in verse 12 is that may you be rewarded by the Lord under whose wings you dwell. You take refuge. And we hear that verse elsewhere in Scripture, the wings of the Lord, and Boaz himself will be that wing of God. Lastly, you know, if Ruth is so committed to her mother-in-law, how much more should we be committed to the Lord God? Thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.